The path to a better life begins with a simple step. Empower Radio presents Simple Steps, Real Change with Cheryl Maloney. Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Cheryl Maloney.
Well, hi, everyone. Has there ever been a time in your life when you wanted to just shut out the world and crawl back under the covers, just make it all go away? Have life's challenges taken their toll? And you wish you could just enjoy your life and not have to deal with things changing all around you? Well, I know I've been there. I think you probably have been too, and so has my guest. Luann Kahn is a veteran powerhouse investigative reporter. She's a two-time cancer survivor, and yet she found herself angry and frustrated in her life. Her job was changing, the economy was tanking, and to put it mildly, she really wasn't happy with the way her life was going. But rather than withdraw from the world, she embarked on a year of first. And her new book, I Dare Me, is subtitled, How I Rebooted and Recharged My Life by Doing Something New Every Day. And she's here today to inspire us to take those simple steps for ourselves. Luann, welcome to the show.
Hi, Cheryl. I'm so happy to be with you.
Oh, I'm so thrilled to have you here. You have been through so many life-changing events, including, you know, being, as you said, a two-time cancer survivor. But
right.
What was going on in your life at this time that you needed to take 365 days of first steps?
You know, it was just as you said, Cheryl. I mean, there was so much change going around me. I am a TV news reporter, and for the first 30 years, mostly my part of my job, I used a pen and a pad of paper, you know, and then technology completely and totally changed. And I was being asked to change the way I worked, to research on the web and to use social media and Facebook and Twitter. And this was just some of what was going on. Again, the economy was tanking and friends of mine were losing their jobs. So all of this together, and I was rejecting every bit of change going on around me. I said, I don't want to do this. I've done fine before. Why should I change? But for the first time, I felt old and out of step, and I knew I was stuck, and I knew I had to change. But for months, I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know what to do. And it was really my daughter that came home. She'd been living in L.A., and she came home, and she kicked me in the butt, Cheryl. She said, come on, who are you? You're a cancer survivor. You know, you are a woman who kicks butt out there. What are you doing? And she really made me look at myself and insisted I start something new.
Well, you know, it's really amazing how those that are on the outside can look at us and see what's happened to us, but we can't see it ourselves. We just know we're stuck. Well, let me ask, you know, you're an investigative reporter. You've gone outside your comfort zone a lot, but you really took some firsts, like the polar bear plunge that was way far out of your comfort zone.
Right.
How
you
did
know
you have the courage to do that? Because you didn't even like the water.
Right. Yeah, you know, that's that crazy group of people you see January 1st every year running into the ocean, and we laugh and go, they're nutty, and yes, I don't go into the ocean in the middle of summer, and, well, at least I didn't, but I knew when I started this journey of first that there had to be a way that I kind of symbolically kind of slap myself in the face and say, all right, if you're really going to do this, if you're really going to be committed to this, you're going to have to start with something big and symbolic. And I knew and it was timing too, because at the time my daughter came home to visit, it was the holidays, you know, and we were coming up on New Year's. And of course, what comes up January 1st is the polar bear plunge, and it just seemed like it was all coming together, and that was the way to do it. And I'm telling you, when I got there, I wanted to back out. I thought, this is the stupidest idea, Luann, you ever had. Go home. And fortunately, there were people, wonderful people there, who said, come on, you can do it, we'll help you. And they dragged me into the water. And I came out and feeling exhilarated and happy in a way I hadn't in a very long time. And I knew I was on the right path.
Well, and for everyone that's listening, if you have a chance, Luann's website is Luann, L-U-A-N-N, Cahns, C-A-H-N.com. And you can actually watch the video of Luann taking the polar bear plunge. And Luann, that was a fabulous video. You just felt the excitement coming out. And you're right, people dragged you into that water.
They did. Two guys, and you'll see these two guys in itsy bitsy Speedos. I don't know who they are. They were really nice. And they helped me get through it. But you know, recording my journey and blogging it turned out to be, and that, again, that was my daughter's idea, because I think she understood that was the way I was going to learn, one, all the technology that I had rejected and get with it. And two, it allowed me to share what I was doing. And it's so wonderful to be able to go back and look at almost every single thing I did and see the video.
Well, and some of them, because as you look at these, and as anyone's reading the book, you've broken the book down into sections about mm-hmm. how they really changed your life.
Right.
And I love the whole section that you talk about changing your attitude. Talk about the attitude, because it's a little different.
Right. Well, in Philly, we say attitude. You know, that's the South Philly accent. And so that's why I call it attitude. But sometimes it is just, it is simple steps, Cheryl. It doesn't have to be a big thing like the polar bear plunge. One day I gave out hugs. One day I said, I'm just going to smile all day. One day I'm going to just have a treat everyone like they're in a 5-star hotel, no matter who they are. And it is amazing, these little changes, these little mental changes really do change your day and change the way everyone relates around you. And it's sometimes that
part of it's amazing. Sorry, I just say everything that you're talking about, you can feel your energy and how it excited you, but what it must have done for everyone you encountered.
You know, my whole world opened up when I started doing this, when I went on this journey. And it was kind of interesting because as people learned that I was doing it and I shared it with family and friends, every day they'd come up and say, well, what are you doing today? Oh, I'm shoveling horse manure. Great. You know, and they give me an idea. I really did shovel horse manure one day. But they would give me ideas like, have you ever learned how to roll sushi? Did you walk across the Ben Franklin Bridge? And they would give me ideas. And in this way, I bonded and connected with people in a completely different way. And I made so many new friends along the way.
You know, that's just so wonderful. But as you're going through this, what do you think you discovered most about yourself that you didn't realize beforehand?
I think that's a great question, Cheryl. I think I realized, one, how often I said no.
Oh.
Before, you know, and I think that when you are stuck, that is probably something that we do all the time, and I just didn't realize it because at some point I realized one of the ways I figured out how to do these first was I had to just say yes. If it was an invitation to do something, it's not easy to
like
come up with 365 first.
Like dance the Irish hooly at an
right.
Irish hooly?
Right. Someone invited me to do that. But, you know, when you think about when you go through your day, probably there are many opportunities people invite you to do things, and so many times we might go, oh no, that's not for me. You know, this morning, for example, I was at an event and where they were playing paddle tennis. I don't know if you know what paddle tennis is. I'd never seen it before, but I was invited to play. And in my prior life before my journey, I would have said, oh no, that's okay, I'll pass. But today I'm like, of course I'm going to do that. Of course I'm going to try that. And in that way, I realized that I had shut down. I had shut down and started doing things the same way every day, and I was in Groundhog Day. And I didn't even realize it until I started on this journey.
Did you run into some firsts that you decided not to take? Was there something that came
well,
up?
Well, I didn't. I haven't taken a pole dancing class yet. I haven't done that yet. It's on my list, kind of. You know, people say, well, did you jump out of a plane? I actually did jump out of a plane when I was very, very young. And I tell people, you really don't have to risk your life to do this. I don't think that's necessary for this personal journey because there's plenty of things you can do for thrills. So, yeah, I have, you know, I didn't go bungee jumping. And, you know, I don't know if you have to, I don't know if you have to do that. You really don't. You don't have to run away from home or go to Italy or contemplate your navel for months at a time. You don't. I mean, you really. That is why, in a way, and I love that your show is Simple Steps, because in a way, this is Simple Steps. There's only one thing you have to do the next day to start on this journey, and it's really your willingness to do one thing new. You could turn left instead of right. You could order from the right side of the menu instead of the left side of the menu. I mean, some of my firsts were really that simple.
Well, and one of them was you walked your dog backwards.
Yes, and I did get some strange stares from my neighbors on that one. And my dog was very confused. But, you know, I mean, and sure, my journey, because I was looking to do something every single day, and sometimes I had to do something really quick, you know, I had to come up with something. Because I promised myself that I would blog every single day. So, yeah, some of them. One day I went out and did the primal scream, and I'm sure my neighbors were like, what is she doing over there?
What's wrong with Luann? Well, let's talk right about a couple of these, because I think it's good for folks to understand you don't have to go zip lining and rappelling, though you did that. You got up on a surfboard and obviously took the polar bear plunge, but you did things like threw out your little black book.
Oh, my gosh. That was huge. I don't know how many of your listeners still have a little black book, but that little black book was really heavy, too, you know, in the bottom of my big black bag. It had my life in it, and I really resisted using any devices. I just didn't trust it. I didn't want to, I just didn't want to learn the technology. And I went kicking and screaming, honestly. But when I finally did it, and I finally got my first smartphone, and I actually started putting my contacts and phone numbers in there, I was like, wow, this is fantastic. You know, at a punch of a button, I can connect with someone. This is a little better than my little black book. But I mean, I really didn't want to do it.
All right. Yeah. So now talk about what survival juice is.
Oh, my gosh. A friend of mine I was working with one morning said, it was in the TV station cafeteria. She said, come on in here. I got to get my survival juice. And what is, and I said, what is it? She said, oh, that can be your first for the day. And honestly, it was some crazy concoction that she made up. I have no idea. You know, it was green. I don't know what was in there. But I've never had it again, and I don't ever have to have it again because it tasted horrible. So, you know.
But you were willing to try it.
Well, right. And you know what was lovely was that because she knew I was doing first, she invited me to do something that she was doing. And that's the great thing about it, too, because whoever you do these first-time experiences with, whether it's family, friends, or complete and total strangers, you will bond with them. And you know, one day, again, this is one of the crazier things I did, but one day I went to a 5K mud run. Do you have those in your area where you know, run the obstacle course and you crawl through the mud and it's really crazy?
You know, they may. I've never heard of them, though.
Oh, all right. Well, it's this one was to raise money for MS, and you climb through all these obstacles. And I didn't know you were supposed to come with a team, and I came by myself. And I met this incredible group of young women who saw that I was standing by myself, and they adopted me. And I don't think I could have gotten through it, but you know, it's been 4 years now, and they were complete strangers, and now they're getting married and they're having babies, and we still know each other and we're still connected. And you know, I mean, that's just one of the wonderful things that happened in this journey. Besides the fact, one opportunity after another came to me as I kept doing these first-time experiences, taking risks, large and small.
And I think that's a great thing to talk about, because as you open yourself up to new things, you discover there were opportunities that were flowing to you. Tell our audience about that.
Right. And I think maybe that's the most important thing that happened, and one of the most important lessons for me. One day, I had an intern who offered to teach me how to tweet, because I really didn't want to do it. And she said, listen, this is going to be a good first for you. And I had been mentoring her in investigative reporting. And at that point, I had also gone back to school. And she asked me, why are you going back to school to get your master's? And I said, well, at one point, I'd really like to teach. It's a dream of mine. I'd like to teach journalism. And she went to a local university here called Drexel University in Philadelphia. And you know, within 2 weeks of having that conversation, Drexel University calls me. And she apparently had said something to someone. And they called me and said, would you like to teach graduate students investigative journalism? And I'm like, yeah, you know, and that never would have happened if we hadn't shared, you know, our experiences and she hadn't been teaching me how to tweet. So that was just one of many, many opportunities, including writing the book, you know, getting an offer to write this book about this journey came to me because, you know, people were sharing in the journey.
And you were open to receiving it all, too, because, what,
right,
just a few months before, you would have said no to a lot of this.
I would have said no to all of it.
Oh.
I would have said no to all of it. I would have, you know, I was on that little, what do you call it? I was on a hamster wheel every day. It wasn't that I was sitting on my behind doing nothing. I was moving. I just was doing the same thing day in and day out, and I wasn't happy.
Well, and now, as I sit here and talk to you now, and you can tell it comes through your book, you spend a lot of time laughing and having fun.
Yeah.
That has to be a big change, because you were so unhappy before you started.
Well, you know, this was really interesting. So I naturally, when I was looking for first-time experiences, one of my rules was that if you haven't done it in 10 years, you could consider it a first. I mean, if it's been a decade since you hula hooped, you know, that could be a first. And I found myself doing a lot of things that I hadn't done since I was a kid. I tried to climb a tree. I did learn to hula hoop. I did driveway chalk art one day. I did a lot of things that I hadn't done since I was a kid. And when I was researching for the book, I found out that play is really an important part of our lives. And as adults, we forget to do it. And we forget to play. We forget to play games. We forget to laugh. And that the people who have some of the most successful careers are the people who play the most. Play makes us more creative, and it makes us more productive. And it really just adds so much joy in your life. One day I went into a toy store and I just played with all the toys, which was a lot of fun. So, you know, we think as adults it should be all serious, you know, work, work, work. You know, we really are better off and we are living better lives if we have a certain amount of play in our lives.
Well, as you did some of these first, because You can feel the enthusiasm. You can feel your energy come through. But some of your firsts were very difficult for you. You had to have your dog put down, and that was a first for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, life happened during the year, and some things I had no control over. And the day that, you know, we had to put my dog to sleep was was just awful. Anyone who's lost a pet, I'm sure you understand. Right. And there was nothing else I could do that day but experience that and grieve. And, it, you know, that was the other wonderful thing. Because, you know, when I started putting this online and I was blogging, I had no idea if anyone would read it or respond to it. But so many people, and I remember that particular day, responded. And were so supportive. And that was another thing. You know, I didn't understand, you know, in blogging and using social media, how you just expand your world and you can talk to so many people and they can show you support. And I remember that day. It's just very sweet how many people reached out to me about that. Yeah, and, you know, things would just, you know, one day I was sick. What was I going to do? And I just had to be sick. I remember I was teaching at that point, and I was sick, and I graded papers, you know. So I would just have to work in a first-time experience sometimes with whatever was going on.
Well, and that was life. And that's what I love so much about your year of firsts, is you embarked on trying new things, but you also accepted the fact there were things that were going to happen in your life and you needed to experience them. And Luann, I really admire the fact that you embraced not only what was fun and what was risky, but you accepted things in life as an experience you needed to have. So tell me, you're 4 years down the line since you embarked on your year of first. Do you still find yourself buoyed so far, really, by what you did during that year?
Yeah. You know what? It is just, you know what I tell people is, when you do first-time experiences, it's like throwing a pebble in the karmic universal pond. It just creates these, if you can imagine that, you know, when you do that, it creates ripples. And I really feel like it's like that in real life. When you start doing these things, it creates ripples all around you and energy and possibilities that just were not there before. And I cannot tell you how my life has expanded, how many, you know, now I ended up writing a book. I'm speaking all the time, meeting new people, teaching, continuing to go to school. Like this morning, I found myself playing paddle tennis. I'm training for a half walking marathon. I do push myself and make sure also when I have time to go do something special, to go do a first. I just went to New Orleans for the first time, you know. Again, before I went on this journey, I would have said, well, we can stay home. We don't have to do anything, you know? So I'm like everyone else, though, Cheryl. I have to push myself, and I have to remember to say yes, because it is still my natural go-to, no, easier, no. But it's in my head now. Push yourself. Say yes, because you never know. Yes is so much more interesting. We know what happens when you say no, nothing new. So it is just part of what I do now.
Well, Luann, I'm glad you're doing it and so glad you've joined us on today's show. And I know what you're going to find is this journey that you've taken is impacting people around the world in ways you won't know, but someone's going to come up to you one day and say, because of your book, I did. And I know that when it showed up on my desk last week, it's like, I need to talk to this person. This book was speaking to me. So thank you so much for being here today.
You're so welcome.
To talk with us and inspire my audience too.
That's wonderful. And I thank you for all you're doing. I just looked at all you're doing online in your magazine, and I'm a fan. So thank you. I'm so glad we got to connect.
Well, I am too. Well, before you go, I'm going to ask one last question for our audience. So as you were going around, one of your firsts was giving hugs to everyone.
Yes.
What did that mean to you to give out those hugs that day?
You know, it was interesting. I think it was a day when the Philadelphia Flyers lost some big championship game, and people were really sad. They take their sports seriously here. So I decided that was a good day to give out hugs. And it was interesting. Some people were kind of shy about it and weren't sure. And some people were great huggers, and they just wanted to give you a big old hug. And just making that connection with people, it just lifted me all day long. And you realize, you know what? How many days do you go in your life without a hug? Without and really touching someone? We got to do that. We got to take care of, you know, and if you're having a bad day, just go hug someone.
And it makes all the difference. Well, thank you for being here and hugging us today. And I wish you all the best. Everyone, you've been listening to Lou Anne Conn. Her book, I Dare Me, How I Rebooted and Recharged My Life by Doing Something New Every Day, is available now wherever books are sold. And be sure to visit Lou Anne's website at louannecon.com and watch some of the fabulous videos, because I know you'll be inspired as I have. Have a great week, everyone.